Mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, I'm in the mood for some funfo, actually, and I want to talk about cell phones. Now, we want to talk about cell phone safety, and I might actually start out this segment with a little head scratcher, okay? I'm a motorcycle rider, and here in California, we're allowed to legally split lanes. That means that I don't have to stay in back of all the cars. I can just like wiggle my way through the traffic.
Really?
Going down the center. That's legal. I know, it's lovely. It makes a very efficient trip if I need to just get across town, which I do a couple meetings a week, and it's very fun. So, but this is what I've seen lately, okay? This is in the last, I would say, 5 years or so. All of a sudden, and you know, I have been in a very bad motorcycle accident. I drive very, very safely. I drive very, very offensively. No, defensively. Mm-hmm. Okay, both. No, I would say defensively, not offensively, but almost. You have to be really safe. Okay, but here is what I see. I know we're going to talk about cell phone safety and if we know that if they're safe or not, but here is, I don't think that the users are safe. I really don't. Because I will see all of a sudden a car driving sort of into the middle lane, or, and I can spot them almost a mile away. They, sure enough, when I kind of get up to them, they are doing everything except driving, and they're doing everything on their phone. And it boggles my mind each and every time.
So it's interesting that the multiple ways cell phones are causing increased death and disease. You know, one is, we're here a lot to talk about the radiation exposure. Is that really an issue? But nothing's a bigger exposure than a couple tons of Detroit steel coming at you, or formerly Detroit steel, you know, coming at a, you know, Holly on her motorcycle while they're waving. And I see it. And you know, the most people I see doing it are the least experienced drivers. I usually see like 16 to, you know, 20-year-olds, the least experienced drivers, you know, wandering around in these lanes and doing it. And we have a lot of accidents, and it's very serious. Now, switching over to a little more about the exposure radiation, let me throw something at you here, Holly. Let me tell you why I asked you to do this show. I have a friend of mine who was always been on a cell phone for the last several years, for the last probably decade since they came out. I mean, he had that bag phone. Remember the bag phone? We could tell our grandkids that we had bag phones
exactly.
years ago.
Yeah,
I mean,
he had
one of those. This guy is every type of cell phone structure, a cell phone exposure, and he has a life-threatening brain tumor. We're going to probably lose him in the next few months. And so I started digging around, because there's been in Europe, they are talking in Europe about stopping kids under the age of 14 or 16 from using cell phones. They claim that it is a cause of brain tumors there. They haven't definitively claimed it, but it's enough of an issue that they're talking about, you know, banning it and controlling it and doing that. Now, here's what I was able to find in the recently published 2012 Bioinitiative report. This is kind of one of those, you know, mainstream reports. This isn't something that's a radical type of environment. Bio effects are clearly established and occur at very low levels of exposure to electromagnetic fields and radio frequency radiation. This information now argues for thresholds or guidelines that are substantially below current FCC and some initials, I don't know what it means, ICNIPR standards. The report shines the spotlight on a link between, now hear this, Holly, autism, fetal exposure syndromes, fertility issues, and Alzheimer's disease, along with other neurological and autoimmune disease. So what they're saying is, this report came out and said the FCC safety standards are wrong. And they say, and the FTC kind of, they came back and said the real concern lies in exposure of non-thermal electromagnetic fields, but they didn't really have a big answer for that. And,
right.
You know, we seem to do shows on plastics and what comes up, autism, neurologic diseases, cancers. Now we're doing a show on cell phones and what's coming up, autism, cancers, all this kinds of stuff. And listen to this one. Children are being exposed to the same risk as adults, risks which are only exacerbated due to their thinner skulls and greater tissue conductivity in their smaller heads. Kind of makes sense. Kids' skulls are less calcium, more bone. They're thinner. They are more vulnerable to this electromagnetic radiation frequencies from these phones. it. Ever since I found out about my friend's brain tumor, now I knew all about a lot of this evidence before that, but ever since I found that out, Holly, I swear to you, I use a big yellow, it looks like those old phones that people had on a desk. Everybody's laughing at me. I have this big yellow phone and it plugs into my cell phone and I put it up to my ear and I talk in it just like I did. You know, when, remember we were teenagers and we had those big phones and we had the long cords and stuff walking around. Right. That's what I look like on this thing, this big yellow thing. I will not, I swear, when I think about putting that phone to my head, I feel like it's Russian roulette now. And I know that's not rational either, but I'm really spooked about cell phones. Where are you at with this?
You know, I have to say, and probably many of our listeners are going to be in this category, I do not think about it. I know about it, and this is one of the reasons why I love doing this show, because it helps me stay awake, it helps me stay conscious. I'm not exactly sure, but I have a hard time with fussing with an earpiece or what have you. And so if I'm on the phone, it's right up to my head and I am talking on it. And so I love that we're talking about it, because I'm kind of in that, I guess I just have a little, I wouldn't say healthy denial about it, but I definitely have a little bit of denial about it.
All righty. Then I'm going to throw some more stuff at you. I'm loaded today, Holly. I'm on a roll, baby. Okay. World Health Organization classified radiation from devices like cell phones and Wi-Fi as possible human carcinogens. Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Now, I personally feel CNN is very mixed in their coverage of these types of things. I'm not going to go out and say corporatocracy or any of that stuff. I just feel it's very mixed. Gupta, Sanjay Gupta examined the research. Now, he is a neurosurgeon. And I do think that Sanjay Gupta holds his medical values very high. I do credit
him for
that.
Absolutely.
You know, I watch him in these third world countries and he's operating and I like that side of him. And he examined the research and he said, never hold the phone up to your head. Always use a wired earpiece. So you Bluetoothers out there, there's no free lunch. You have to have the connecting wire. No phones for kids. Avoid making calls when connections are compromised. More radiation is emitted during these times. I believe that he's referring to, can you hear me now? Right? Which I say about 10 times a day when I'm driving home. John Moskowitz, School of Public Health at Berkeley. He wants, with the FCC, he wants them to form a panel and re-deal with the acceptable standards that it can be to the public. Does this change your level? Will you run out and get an earpiece now? Or is it still, we'll see. Where are you at with this now, Holly?
No, I definitely think that, once again, it's these things that, I mean, look, in our industrialized society, I do feel that we have to be empowered to take control over the things that we have control over. And so this is just one of those things where I feel it's really desperately important that there are things that we can do. Yes, the question marks are out there as far as, like, do they really cause cancer? Do they really cause a brain tumor? You know, there's a lot of times when we have studies on drugs that have been approved by the FDA, and over time, guess what? Oops, we missed something. And so over time, we don't have long-term studies. I mean, shoot, I remember graduating from naturopathic medical school, and we were just getting, I remember going there, and that was about 14 years ago. We didn't really even have cell phones. Everybody was just getting a cell phone, you know, 10 years ago. We don't have long-term studies. We don't. We're going to have to be our own little guinea pigs here. And so, once again, prevention is the cure. And when you are informed, you're empowered. So I myself am hoping that, first of all, I need you to text me a picture of the big yellow thing.
You know, I'll put it on a blog. We'll do a blog about this. And I swear I'll text
you. I want a picture still.
I walked into this local health food store, and the guy goes, I've got to take a picture of this, because he was trying to get his wife to not put the cell phone up to her head anymore. And look, Dr. Weiss is using this big yellow phone. So, yes, you can laugh, but laugh with me, Holly. That's all I ask.
I will always laugh with you. Okay, so let's just break this down. Do we know if they are safe? Well, guess what? We don't know if they are safe or not. And because of that, what I think is really important is that you err on the side of safety and you protect yourself as much as possible. So you're going to get a blog from Dr. Decker with a big yellow picture.
What?